Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Evolution Through Ascension. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be across that wide, wonderful universe we all live in. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone is stuffed to the brim. Hope everyone got all their fair share of turkey and all the fixings. Anyone who went to go see family, hope everyone is doing well. For anyone hanging out by themselves, hope you guys are doing well. Either way, it's a blessing. Just remember, you are where you are for a reason. The universe didn't give you anything you couldn't handle. Hope everyone's got the weather that they wanted. I know, not quite here for the weather, but for those of you in the up northern states, hopefully you're actually having a fall season. We're having some kind of weird summer, fall, winter combo going on out here in the desert. Anyhow, I was thinking the other day, I was in the gym and I was thinking as I was looking around at all the beautiful, beautiful people. Looking at all these people doing what they can to step into their higher power. I mean, they made a choice to get up off the couch, turn off the TV, and walk through the front doors of that gym. They made a conscious decision to make improvements in their life. Here I am, here they are. But where are you guys? Where are you guys standing in all of this? Are you guys just thinking about going to the gym? Or some kind of activity, whatever it is that you're into? Maybe it's cycle class, maybe it's running, maybe it's rock climbing, maybe it's hiking. Maybe it's skydiving. Maybe it's dirt biking or ATVing. Or bungee jumping. For those of you who do that, you are brave souls. But whatever it is, are you making the decision to get up off the couch, turn off the TV, and put work into becoming your higher self? Are you putting work into stepping into your personal power? Or are you just reading a bunch of books and watching a bunch of YouTube videos and listening to a bunch of lectures and podcasts and then not doing a thing about it? But anyone listening to this podcast is definitely putting the work in, right? Because you guys are here. You're here. You're listening. You listen to me blabber on for hours at a time. I know you guys are doing something. But it got me thinking, you know, it goes in waves, ebbs and flows, ups and downs, in and outs. Sometimes you are in the stage of information gathering, and then other times you have to apply what it is that you've learned. And there's a version of us that we all want to achieve, right? Yes? There's that ideal version of us that we want to be, to become, to step into. The one where we are loved, respected, treated properly. The people around us are the ones that we've always envisioned. The friends, the lovers. Anybody stepping into your life to share the journey with you. We all have that list of people we want in, right? So what are you doing? What are you guys doing to bring that in? Have you actually really stopped to think about it? Sure, it's in the back of your mind. Sure, you're aware of it. Have you stopped to map it out? Have you actually written it down? Have you created a vision board? Have you journaled it? Have you created a map? Have you created a graph? Something, anything. Have you stopped to lay out a plan as to how you're going to achieve stepping into your personal power? How are you going to become that next level higher self? That's the goal, right? Healing. Mentally, physically, emotionally, energetically healing. Letting go of the past, shaving off the past, getting rid of karma in our bloodline. Getting rid of karma that you've done to yourself. Getting rid of karma that's in your family's line. Everything. Are you becoming the person that puts a stop to it all? But if I know you guys, yes, you are. You absolutely are. You guys are working hard every day. You're not just sitting around listening to a bunch of YouTube videos and podcasts and TED Talks and Audible books. And as fun and exciting as those all are, at some point we got to step away from that and apply it, right? And for those of you who are scared, I understand it's very scary, especially when the ego is aware of it and does not want you to change. Always has an excuse, always has a reason why you can't or shouldn't change. All right, let's talk about it. What are you guys doing? What is it you want to do? What is that version of yourself that you want to become? Write it down. Let's go. Write it down. Get you a pen and paper. Let's start mapping it out. For those of you who have a clear vision already, you're ahead of the game. For those of you who have a general idea, but you really haven't bothered to really put laser-focused concentration on it, let's go. Let's do this. Map it out. Who do I want to be, and who am I now? Create two columns. On the left, who am I now? And on the right, who do I want to be? And on the left, list the things that you have going on right now in your life. And on the right, list the things that you want to have going on. And then compare the difference between the two. What's the missing key? What do you have to do to achieve the version of you on the right? What leveling up do you need to do in your spiritual practice to reach that next higher self? I mean, the shadow work, that's the hard part, right? Anybody can go to the gym and exert physical activity, exertion. And even as hard as that is, everybody's capable of doing that. When it really gets hard is when it comes time to deal with the ego and do the shadow work. So are you really putting in work to do the shadow work? Or are you just listening about it on podcast, whatever other platform? Next, what physical activity are you doing? Let's say the top half, the top section is mental activity. Then let's go to the physical activity. Are you doing the stuff I listed earlier? What are you doing? What are you doing now versus what do you want to be doing that will allow you to step into that new version? Then make another section below that. What emotional work are you doing? Are you allowing yourself to cry? Are you allowing thoughts to flow through as they happen to you, as you're just sitting on the couch watching TV and thoughts pop up? Are you allowing it to flow through and process, or are you shoving it back down? When you're sitting at a stoplight in traffic and your brain slips down into alpha and a thought pops up and your subconscious says, here, deal with this. Are you allowing it to process through, or are you shoving it back down? Now let's make another column, little category below that. Are you taking time for meditation? Quiet time away from everybody and everything else. However long that may be, however long you can get away with. If you got families or if you're single parents, I know it's easier said than done. I've been in those situations, trust me, I know. I've been through the gambit. Even if it's only 5 minutes, are you doing it? Even if you have to go lock yourself in the bathroom for 5 or 10 minutes, are you doing it? Are you putting in that work to show the universe that you want the change? Are you taking time for yourself? Now go back through all those sections and list out, what's the difference between the two, where you are now and where you want to be? What activities do you need to change? What changes do you need to implement? What mental and emotional and physical changes do you need to bring about in order to achieve the future you, to step into your personal power, to become that version of yourself that you've always wanted to be? Like I said, for those of you you already have a crystal clear vision of this, this podcast is probably not for you, because you guys are already ahead of the game as far as this goes. But for those of you who are still struggling or not quite sure where you want to go, it's time to start thinking about it. Trust me, you don't have as much time as you think you do. Trust me, you don't. Sometimes it can take years and years and years and years to go through the lessons that your spirit has planned for you, that the universe has planned for you, to get rid of the karmic situations, to go through the egoic lessons. I mean, it could take decades. So there's no better time than now to start. Because, I mean, how long are you going to wait? Seriously. You're just going to do it again in the next lifetime if you don't get a head start now. And then by the time you get to the next incarnation, you will be that much more ahead of yourself. And you can move on to better, happier things. Besides, the more you get done in this lifetime, the quicker and the more allowance of the version that you want coming in, the more of it will be able to come in. You've probably got stuck energies that are blocking the wealth and abundance, any material possession, any relationship goal. You probably have stuck energies you're not even aware of. And it could be karmic situations that you need to correct concerning someone else, or it could be karmic situations that you need to correct concerning you. It could be something within you, a negative behavior that you have that you keep repeating day after day after day because you're not aware of it. most of the time we are our own worst enemies. So a lot of time that's what's doing it. It's not anybody or anything else. It's us. Are you taking time for yourself throughout the day? Say on your lunch break. Are you going out to your car, sitting by yourself, eating your lunch? Taking time for personal reflection? Thinking about what happened the first half of the day? Or are you hanging out with your coworkers at lunch and gossiping about so-and-so and what they did, and or being angry about some irate customer that came in? I know customer service can be really hard because there's some really rude, nasty people out there. Some really irate, angry people who are very unhealed. So you got to shake that energy off. Kind of like if you've ever seen an animal in the wild. Watch those clips of animals. See, like they get into a fight with each other, whether it's, you know, serious or just play fighting. How some animals just kind of rough each other up a little bit. There's just kind of two rams or two deers just kind of, or two bears or whatever. They screw with each other, but they're not really trying to kill each other, hurt each other. But they'll play around, and then you'll notice what they do is they'll shake it off. They'll physically shake, kind of like a dog shakes off all the water after you give it a bath. They shake off all that energy. Or even you'll see an animal that's being hunted, lion or tiger or whatever, it goes to eat a deer or elk, gazelle, whatever its prey is. And let's just say it happens to get away. Lion gives up or whatever. And you'll see what that elk or gazelle or deer does. It shakes it off. It goes through a few seconds of shaking all the skin on its body and shaking off all that negative energy. We as humans, we don't do that. We get into a negative energetic situation. And then we sit there and stew about it for however long you like to tend to hold on to things. And that just implants that negative energy into your body. We as a society have to stop doing that. But anyway, I digress. Are you doing something? Are you forgiving that person and not holding on to it? Are you still under the belief that not forgiving the person or holding on to that I'm mad at you is somehow or like a position of power for you? Like, is the ego still tricking you that that's a position of power over that person for you? Which is a false. It's false. If you really wanted to step into your own power, forgive that person if you can, in person, or in your mind if you can't, you know, if it's still too soon, just do it in your mind. Do it in your mind, forgive that person. And if at any point you lashed out or anything, make your apologies. Let that energy process through you and let it go. And then anytime that thought resurfaces, do the same thing. Let your body process it out. So, are you going on your lunch break and doing that? Or are you hanging out with your coworkers, gossiping and doing whatever else that's bad? And if you're not doing any of that, that's fine. I'm not pointing fingers at all. I'm just saying. I'm sure we've all done it. We've all known those people who do it. When you get home at the end of the day, are you leaving work at work? When you step through the front door of your house, did you leave work at work? Or do you come home and stew about it? Do you come home angry and start taking it out on your loved ones? Or do you let it go? Do you take a little bit of time for yourself when you get home? Go upstairs in your bedroom or in the bathroom. Relax. Sit down on the couch. Relax. If you're single, you got the choice of your whole place. If you got a family at home, it's time for you to start telling everybody after you say hello. Hey guys, give me 30 minutes. I need to go rest, relax, meditate. Do whatever you do. Then I'll be back out. We can start making dinner. Have a good evening together. Settle in for the night. All these little things add up. All these little things count. They're building blocks into for you to stepping into your personal power. Are you guys doing any of this? If you are, a good job, you're ahead of the game. You're doing great. Keep going. Keep adding to it. Law of attraction works through little tiny building blocks. Remember, I told you guys, you got to put in physical effort, radical action. You have to take steps toward it. You got to meet the universe at least 50% of the way. Or however much it deems is needed to bring you what it is you're looking for. Do these little things to show that you're making steps toward becoming that more responsible version of you that can handle what it is you want brought in. You need to show the universe that you're ready to handle the new ideal self, your new ideal version, that new improved version of you. If you're still dealing with old hurt feelings, old buried feelings, if you still get emotional and triggered at things that you should have healed already, you're not ready to be the ideal version of you. You got to knock that stuff out. You know, are you going to the gym? The gym is a great way to really get you going. You get all them endorphins going. You're doing all that good for your body, no matter what it is. Cycling, spin class, aerobics, some kind of like kickboxing class, or just the person doing the, you know, using the weights, doing the general workouts, whatever goal it is you have for yourself. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you took track in high school. Maybe you are in high school listening to this. Maybe you're on the track team. Maybe you're on the football team. Whatever sport you're playing. Do something physical. Do something to work up all those positive chemicals in your body, all the endorphins. When you guys get in there and you start working out and you get that workout high, kind of like the runner's high, and you're feeling good, and you're happy, guess what? That's a perfect time to do. That's a perfect time to start doing some deep introspection. When you're in a good mood and you're not trying to be feisty with yourself, that's a real good time to start making apologies or making forgivenesses. That's a real good time to let it go. Just let it go. Get all that crap out. You know, don't worry about talking to people. If you do talk to people in the gym, that's great. Some of the best people I've ever met are in the gym. But if it's one of those days where you're deep and heavy into your minds, start working that stuff out while you got all of them happy chemicals flowing through your body. While you got that runner's high going. That workout high. Start doing the work. Just focus on you, the weights, the workout you're doing. The thoughts come into your mind. That's a great opportunity to forgive the person who bitched you out earlier in the day. Start using your time wisely, time management. It's also a real good time to use law of attraction. When you're in the most positive state of mind is the time that you actually want to put in the work. Not the time when you're trying to fight off negative thoughts sitting at home on the couch. Or if some situation has made you a little bit emotional or upset and you're trying to deal with that. Remember, thoughts become things. Remember, emotions are just energy in motion. Thoughts become things. And the more you think of a certain thing, the more you bring that into your life. The universe thinks that's what you want, so it brings it in for you. Go to the gym. Go to the gym. Do your manifesting. Do your shadow work while you're there. So that way you can see that that situation isn't as bad as you're thinking it is. You got a situation that's bothering you. It's in the shadow work category, right? Shed some light on it while you're doing whatever it is that you do. Whatever you're training for, whatever you got going on, okay? Shed some light on it so you can see the light side of it. And you can see that it's really just your ego weighing you down with more junk, more nonsense. And once you do that, you'll see, hey, this really isn't that bad. Mostly just the ego playing tricks on me, keeping me shrouded in darkness, where it wants you to keep you from changing. Remember, its whole goal is to keep you from changing. To keep you from changing and to keep you alive. Change is the unknown, so therefore change is bad, according to the ego. It's getting over that fear of stepping into your personal power. I mean, everybody wants that ideal version of themselves. With the friends, the loved ones, the whatever. Whatever it is you want. Did you really make a vision board? Are you really writing out what you want in your journal? Not just journaling, but like I said, writing out a step-by-step plan of where you are, where you want to be, what you're going to do to get there. Compare and contrast where you are now, where you want to be. Find the difference in between, and then you'll know what you got to work on. That'll help you figure it out. You know, you can take all the classes you want to. You know that I've mentioned it before, but I don't remember the guy's name, but the guy who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. That guy took self-improvement courses that whole first year, the first year he started his journey to self-improvement. He took self-improvement courses across that whole year. He spent $35,000 traveling across the United States, going from one to the next to the next. There was a few weekends that he didn't take any. And that's because there was no classes physically offered those days. Am I saying do that? Hell no. That's not realistic for most people, but it was realistic for him, and he did it. He did what he had to do in the beginning to start the journey to stepping into his personal power. So, whatever it is for you, I mean, if you got a stack of books at home that you're just furiously going through, good, keep going, good, keep going. But it gets to a point where you have to apply what you're learning. And that's when the bravery kicks in. Some of you might be stuck, kind of like writer's block. I don't know. How do I start? How do I get there? Like I said, it's like writer's block. You just have to start writing. You just have to start doing it. And over time, you'll get a feel. You'll naturally course correct and you'll get a feel for where you want to go, what you want to be, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. You'll start auto-correcting. You just have to start. And then eventually, one day, you'll start getting a clue. It'll start to become real clear as what feels good, where you really want to go, you know, what's realistically achievable for you at that current point in time versus what you're wanting. Remember, what you're wanting is all fine and dandy. There's no right or wrong. But then there's also what's realistically achievable. What is the universe capable of bringing in for you based off of the work that you put in? Based off of your current circumstances. It has to manifest things into 3D reality. It has to move people into your awareness. It takes time. Sometimes it takes years. But use what's brought into you as a course correction. If that last round wasn't what you wanted, if the people weren't what you wanted, use it as a lesson. Learn from it. Just say, hey, these people aren't for me. I'm moving on. You know, we'll get it right next time. It sucks in the beginning. For those of you who are in the beginning, it sucks. But it's also exciting at the same time, too. It's the early years are real innocent years when you're full of hopes and dreams and desires and innocenceness. Learn everything you can. Have as much fun as you can. Build that foundation as much as you can. Build it as solid as you can. Even though the early years suck, they're really fun. And it just sucks because you don't really know what you want or where you're going. You're not sure where you're going to wind up versus what you want. Then as you go, things start to become clear. It starts to paint a picture. You kind of start to figure out what's going on with yourself and what's realistically achievable versus the work that you're putting in or willing to put in at the current moment in time. You know, how hard are you willing to work? Are you willing to put in hours a day or willing to take leaps and bounds and risks, step out of your comfort zone and go face the wolf in the cave? Just like that movie, The Neverending Story. He faced the wolf in the cave. That was his last obstacle. Even though that animal was what? How many times his size? He still stabbed it and killed it. He took a hit. The animal jumped on him. But he won. The bravery, and he won. Not everyone's going to go unscathed. Don't worry about going through unscathed without bumps and bruises. That's going to happen. That's part of it. One of a human being's greatest strengths is how many times are you willing to get back up after you fall? But not just that, how many times are you willing to get back up and maintain a positive attitude? Not let yourself get beat down mentally, emotionally, physically. For you to just say, okay, that's cool. You know, I learned a lesson. I won't do that again. Would you shaved off a little bit more out of that situation? Now I know a little bit better what I can and can't do. Now the path is a little bit more narrowed up and I can see a little bit more clear picture, a little bit more narrow path as to where I need to go. It's starting to take shape for me. And the universe is only bringing this to you to show you what you don't want. At no point is it trying to be mean or hurt you. It's not giving you things that you can't handle. Although sometimes the situations really seem sucky. And you're thinking, why are you doing this to me? Why is this happening? Because in order for you to obtain that highest version of yourself, you need to be well aware and very clear of what you do not want and what you're not willing to accept. It's getting you to put up personal boundaries and stepping into your higher power is that king energy, that queen energy, that knight energy. For any of you who get your cards read, you know what I'm talking about. The priestess, those major arcana cards, that's what you're wanting to step into. In order to step into that, you have to be willing to set boundaries, willing to move away from the people in your life that are no longer serving you or doing you any good, that are negative, that are keeping you down, that are always complaining and whining and always have a lack mindset. Those people in your field always talking about being broke, you're never going to make it, they're never going to make it, blah, 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 whatever. It's time for you to separate from those people. Sometimes those can be hard because sometimes those people have been with you for years. Been around each other. Maybe you grew up with each other, but you'll get to a point where you feel the pressure where you got to separate from them. You have to, because you can see that they're not going to change. And the universe is providing that as a pressure point to see if you're willing to set boundaries, to see if you're willing to do what you got to do to become your highest version. It means, like, you know, you don't necessarily have to completely push that person out of your life. You can still text, you know, say, hey, how's it going? But you need to start slowly working those people out of your lives. You don't have to go cold turkey on them, you know, cold shoulder on them one day. Slowly start working them out. That will help reduce the drama. Reduce the drama of the situation of just cold turkey getting rid of somebody. You know, especially if that person has helped you out in the past, but they're predominantly negative and overall they just bring you down. People, places, things, jobs, anything. Could be a job. You could have an employer that's treating you like garbage. Because that's not the ideal job you want, right? The ideal job you want is something somewhere else. The universe is showing you, here's a pressure point. I'm providing pressure on you to show you what you don't want, to see if you're brave enough to step away from it. Have faith and take a leap into the unknown. Show me that you trust me and I'll catch you. That's what the universe is really saying. That's what your higher self, your angels are saying. They're right there watching you, waiting to catch you. They just want you to take that leap of faith. But we are, at the end of the day, we are our own worst enemies. Most of what we experience is done to ourselves based on our own fears and limiting beliefs and lack limitations. It's been it was programmed into us as a kid. It's not, for the most part, not really our fault. It was programmed into you as, you know, when we were kids, and that's part of the karma and the ego that we got to get rid of. You know, healing situations, not holding on to them, doing the physical work. You'll start to feel freer and freer and freer and freer the more you do. And for those of you who are already starting to feel that, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you who are early on in your journey, trust me, it'll happen. Early on, you're awake. You know you're awake. It's exciting, but you don't know where you're going to go, where you're going to end up, what's going to happen, how you're going to do it, how the changes are going to be made. Don't worry about how the changes are going to be made. The universe, that's its problem. That's what it's here to help you with. When you do the work to become the person you want, that final change, the universe is going to slide in with his divine power. And you're going to realize one day, hey, I'm not even that person I used to be. You're going to start feeling that uplift in energy and vibration. You'll say, hey, man, I'm on that upslope right now. It's happening. I'm moving up. I'm leveling up. Achievement unlocked. So don't focus on that aspect of it. When you're in it, you'll know you're in it. You'll notice that the people used to be around you are falling away. The negative ones, anyway. People who do not have your best interest in mind will start falling away. They'll start slipping away. And you won't be able to go back to your old self either. Your energetic lift and vibration will have you at a point to where that old version of you is no longer compatible with your new energy. It'll fall away. You can't go back. You have no choice but to keep ascending. So as long as you keep doing the work, you'll keep ascending. Just don't get into a situation where you keep spinning your wheels. If you're in a situation where you keep beating your head against the wall because something isn't changing, then start doing something different. Approach it from a different angle. If you're stuck, look at what you're currently doing and say, well, that's obviously not working. Throw that out the door. The universe is trying to show me that avenue is closed to me. It's not going to happen that way. It has to happen according to what's viable for your soul's mission, to what's in line for your soul's mission. So you're not, that's why you sometimes just aren't going to achieve certain situations or be with certain people, because it's just not in your soul's alignment. The best you're ever going to be able to do is look at certain people from afar or certain situations from afar. But trust me, if that's happening, the universe is trying to tell you there's better out there for you. I have better for you. That person or situation might be bright and shiny and look good, but they are not right for your soul's mission. They're not good for you in this incarnation. Sometimes a bright, shiny diamond is just that. It's a compressed pile of coal that's bright and shiny, and it does you no good. Because even if you bring it home and set it on your dresser, it ain't going to do a damn thing for you, but just be bright and shiny. And you deserve better than that. You want better than that. You are better than that. Everything about you is better than that. So don't worry about what's bright and shiny. Just worry about what is good for you and your soul's mission, your soul's purpose. That list I gave you at the beginning of that is just an example of one way that you can do it. Do it however you want. You don't have to stick to what I said. Do what makes sense to you. Do what works for you. Do what's comfortable for you. Okay? But start making the steps to step into your personal power. The energies of the planet are going to keep going up and up and up. That being said, if you're not working on becoming your higher self, if you're just staying stagnant, okay, the universe is going to put you in a pressure situation where you are forced to change. Your bodies are going to have to keep up with the increasing energies of the planet. Okay? For those of us who are older, and you're already working on your life's path, just keep going. You're fine. You're right on track. For those of you who are younger, just getting into this, just kind of figuring it out, you got to get moving. Because if not, your life's going to get real crappy real soon, the pendulum is going to swing to its maximum extent on both sides for you. You're going to get caught in that momentum trap because you're not doing nothing. The universe will put you into a pressure situation with the pendulum all the way up to one side, and then you'll be forced to change. And then the energy that comes out of that change will cause the pendulum to swing all the way over to the other side, and you'll be forced to deal with that fallout. You got to get that pendulum to slow down, calm down as much as possible. You might not ever get it to fully stop, but if you can get it to just kind of be calm and chill in the center, that means you're doing your work. And there isn't really much fallout to deal with for the work you're doing. You're going to go through tower situations. And for those of you who get your cards read, you know what I just said right there. Tower situations, for those of you who don't know, a tower situation is designed to crumble, okay? It's the current situation you have in your life. It's going to crumble. It's going to fall apart. And you're going to say, why is this happening? Why is this, you know, why are you doing this to me? Why is the universe doing this to me? It's because you didn't take action to take care of it. And it ran, you ran out of time. The universe hit its point to where that situation ran out of time. And it brought it down on your head. So if you don't want to go through situations like that, then start doing the work now before you always wind up in a pickle every time, and start correcting what you got going on inside. Get rid of those who are unhealthy for you. Get rid of the naysayers, the weak people, the people that live with a lack mindset. Get rid of them. I had to do it. Everyone has to do it. You guys can do it. If you guys are already working on that, I'm proud of you. You're doing good. Just keep going. For those of you who are faced with that upcoming situation, it sucks, but you can do it. Once you're finally sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll change. For those of you who don't wait that long, you're going to have a much easier time changing. The universe changes, the world changes all around us. It's only the ego that doesn't change. It wants to convince you to stay the same. If you don't change with the planet, you're going to get taken off the planet. Like I said, Source Consciousness loves every one of us. Source Consciousness is us, and we are it. So that being said, if you're staying stagnant, there is no reason for you to be here. If you're just standing out on the field, not doing anything while your teammates are running around making the points, coach is going to pull you. You have to keep moving. So enjoy the good times while you have them. Don't take them for granted. Enjoy them, live in them, love them, cherish them. Put them in your heart, put them in your mind's eye. Feel amazing. And when the universe is done with that moment, don't go kicking and screaming into the night. It'll be okay, because what's coming is better. What's coming for you is always better for you, especially if you've been putting in the work. If you've been putting in the work, then you won't be nervous or scared about what's coming, because you know that you're legit doing the work. The reason why people don't want to change is because they know they haven't done any work, and they're uncertain about the next crappy situation that's about to pop up for them. They don't want to do the work. They just want to sit there in misery, swimming in their own pool of misery, for fear that it's going to get worse every time. And it is going to get worse every time, because you're not doing the work. You got to drain that pool out. Okay, get rid of that nasty water in that pool. Let it go into the grass. The grass will handle it just fine. That's what it does. You, on the other hand, need to get yourself into a situation of clean, fresh water. Don't be swimming in some old nasty pools just because you're scared of what's coming up. drain the water, get yourself some clean water, and then be confident that when a situation changes, it's going to be in your favor, mostly in your favor. It'll come with lessons. You're never going to have to stop learning lessons, but they can be a lot less harsh. They can just be kind of like little maintenance things, little things that you've got to work on. Once you get through most of your major karmic energy that your soul has in this lifetime, anything after that is just like kind of like little maintenance things that you got to do. It's easier to continue moving up into your higher self after a certain point. But you got to work to get to that point, and you can't be scared of what's coming. But like I said, if you did your homework, okay, if you did your homework and studied, if you went to the library and studied, if you paid attention in class, then you won't be worried about a pop quiz. You won't be worried about the test because you did the homework, right? You won't be dreading the midterm or the final that you got to turn in because you did the work. You might miss some questions, okay? But you're going to get a really high passing grade, enough to move on. And like I said, those few questions that you missed, those will, like I said, depending on your soul's mission, those could resurface, but they'll be small, minor little things. And when they come back around, you'll be at a higher level of perspective, and you'll be able to see it from the outside looking in. You'll be able to see, oh, okay, this ain't no biggie. I can just go ahead and take care of this now. Kind of like getting an unexpected bill. When you're staying right with your money and your bills, and an unexpected one pops up, oh, okay, I'll just go ahead and pay you now and just be done with you. So that way it doesn't wind up on your credit or turn into a worse situation. Oh, that's right, I forgot about this one. Yeah, I better pay it now before this money's burning a hole in my pocket and I buy something stupid with it. Remember, money's just energy too, so don't let positive energy turn into negative energy because it will bite you. Everything has to stay in a flow in the universe. So pay your bills. Metaphorically speaking, pay those energetic bills. Do those shadow work bills. Knock them out. Start paying them off. Pay them off. Pay them off. Build up your credit score. You want that ideal credit score? Well, you're going to have to step into that ideal version of you by doing a little work, chipping away at it. The Statue of David didn't happen overnight. No monuments were built overnight. No temples were built overnight. So do whatever you got to do. Do some kind of vision board, shadow board, dry erase board, cork board, whatever you got, whatever you got to do, cardstock, a giant piece of poster paper, whatever you got, do that. If you don't have the room for that, then get you a book, a journal, something, write it, a graph, make a graph, make columns, start writing it down, like I said, where you're at, where you want to be, and what you need to do to achieve where you want to be. Start physically taking care of it now because your soul's progression is going to put you between a rock and a hard spot, and you're going to lose every time. It's going to force you to deal with the shadow work and the karmic energies that you've been avoiding. Start chipping away now, and all that negative energy will start shifting toward positive, and you'll be able to get through those energies easier once the universe sees that you're working away at it. When the teacher sees that you're doing your homework, you're legit trying, you're doing your homework, you're doing your classwork, you're paying attention in class, they're not going to be as mad at you for missing questions on a test or even failing it because they saw that you were legit trying, right? But if they see you just screwing off, things are going to be a lot harder for you, a lot worse for you when you fail the test. And you don't want to be down on yourself knowing that you screwed around, you didn't study for the test. Now you just feel like crap. You know you shouldn't have done that. Now you're feeling worse about yourself. Why put yourself in that situation? You're just compounding the negativity that was already there in the first place. Don't compound it. Reduce it. Get rid of it. Shave it off one layer at a time if you have to. Just get rid of it. So, that being said, start doing something. If you're not already doing something, start doing something. Some kind of physical activity. Get those positive chemicals going in your body, all the endorphins and everything else, every other chemical process that happens. I'm not even about to go into it. Start getting it going now. You got to start somewhere if you're not. Trust me, you'll thank me. You will feel better. You will feel better, okay? For those of you already doing it, congratulations. Good job. Keep going. You're doing great. You're doing great. Either way, you all are doing great, especially if you're here listening to this podcast, because you made the choice to take some time out of your day, whether you're driving to work or sitting on the couch, or if you're listening to this with the family. Hello, fam. Either way, you guys are doing great. Some of you are upperclassmen, some of you are lowerclassmen. Not one version is better than the other. We've all been there. We all got to go through it. We all got to graduate up through the ranks. And that's why, like I've said before, I started the podcast to put out this information, to start sharing what I learned over the years. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. No hard feelings. It's not going to resonate with everyone. That means this information is not for you. You're on a different path, and that's okay. There's just billions of hours of information out there being put into the collective, into the human consciousness. You'll find your path. And if this isn't, you know, if this is for you and you guys keep coming back, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for showing your support. Hopefully this information finds you well. Hopefully you guys are taking care of each other and doing well. And like I said, hopefully you're doing some kind of physical activity to help jumpstart you, get you going and finding that higher version of yourself. Trust me, you'll feel 100 times better. If you're not doing it, trust me, you'll feel 100 times better. And that being said, if there's anybody listening who is physically incapable of doing a physical activity, I'm sorry. I'm not excluding you guys. You know, you guys, for those of you who are disabled or, you know, you know what you got to do. You know what you can and can't do. You know what you would be able to do as far as this subject is concerned. So far be it for me to give any advice on that subject. I have no idea. But do what you guys got to do to get where you want to go. That being said, I'll shut up now. It's about an hour. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys. Hopefully this information finds you well and it resonates with you. And if it does not, that's okay. Hope you guys are enjoying your, for those of you who have off for the long weekend, for those of you who got 4 days off, or even just one day off, I hope you spent time with family if that's what you wanted to do, or if you wanted to be alone. I hope it was good for you. Hope you guys are enjoying your Saturday and having a good weekend. I love you all. I am always thinking of you all. Stay safe out there. Be good to each other. We are all that we have. We're all in this mission together because we are all here to learn from each other. So let's be good to each other. Let's love one another. And we'll see you guys on the flip side, yeah? Have a good night. Love you guys. I will talk to you soon. Good night.